pasticcio di lombo, pasticcio di carne, le torte diverse.
The Farnese dukes of the 17th century would use these astounding banquets as political tools, demonstrating their power and wealth to visiting dignitaries who'd be left in awe and wonder.
This is amazing, and the smell of this book, it smells of a kitchen, smell it. For chefs like Carlo Nasce and Pellegrino Artusi, food is not just something to fill up your belly. It smells of a kitchen. It also can fed the mind and be used to great intellectual ends. This is what modern cookery is all about. And this is how we start to learn, is when people like that start to write these books. This book has been restored by a group of very special ladies who call themselves the Fornello Dining Club. They want to ensure that these recipes are kept alive and, most importantly, enjoyed. For our last meal in Emilia-Romagna, they have invited us to try out one of Nasce's recipes.
I'm going to cook something for you, which is this really special dish, and is the rosa di Parma.
Sì.
Very simple ingredients. It's a fillet steak.
Filetto.
Il filetto.
Aperto.
Open up, butterflied open. Then we got some garlic, some rosemary, some parmaham, some parmesan, and again...
Lambrusco.
Lambrusco.
Non ancora.
Vi rincontrate tra di voi... E chi fa da mangiare?
Tutte.
Tutte insieme.
Tutte.
E poi vi sedete a mangiare.
Sì.
Bellissimo.